And good morning. Welcome in to another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us once again on another Monday morning. Doctor, how are we doing today?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
All right. We are into May, and hopefully all the folks that pay attention to Mother's Day, they've got an important mom in their life, they are realizing that it's sneaking up fast this year. It's kind of early this year, and our topic today focuses on mom.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the cards and the warnings have been out in the stores for a little while, so right. Anyone who's going to celebrate has probably had some heads up.
Hopefully.
Yes.
And if you
yes.
haven't, you still got, you know, almost a full week to make things good and right, and don't wait too long. But yeah, we want to kind of focus on mom and Mother's Day, and where are we going on today's show?
Well, I think that one of the things we want to touch on is what the importance of that mother-child relationship. You know, there's actually a psychological theory called attachment theory, where it talks about well-attached children, not perfectly attached children to their parents, especially to their mother, who's been physically attached to them and then is emotionally and socially and all that kind of stuff, are usually better adjusted and can make, you know, better choices and make other relationships in their life. It comes from moms being able to notice the needs of their children and meet them, not hover over them and all that. Like, but when you notice a certain kind of cry, you feed your child, when your baby. When they're crying a different way, you might change their clothes. As they get bigger, you anticipate that something might happen and you start explaining it to them or getting the next size clothes, those kinds of things. But we know that there's secure attachment, the healthy one. That's one of the types. But there's three other basic types that are less secure. And, you know, the same mom with different children and different personalities and different circumstances at any time in life can have different kinds of attachment. And that kind of makes Mother's Day a little bit hard. But I think the bottom line is we have to remember that if mom didn't go through the pregnancy and birth, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So we get to make some choices as we get older.
Yeah, and some of the things you touched on, the importance of mom, kind of are maybe physical needs, necessities, but in terms of mental health too, having a mom and a good relationship there can be so beneficial mentally too.
Right, because, you know, it's the mom who's going to say, and it's both parents, but today we're talking moms, who are going to say, you know, you did wrong, you need to fix it, and I still love you. You know, some relationships, doing the wrong thing, will end the relationship. We need to know that we're tethered to this world by love through somebody. And usually it's a parent, and usually, quite often, it's our moms.
What about the times on the other side of this when mom isn't around for whatever reason it may be? How do you handle that? Because that's obviously not going to be as ideal of a situation.
Well, you know, I think first, often somebody steps in. You know, there's another person who represents that secure attachment, who you can go to or who's kind of watching out for you all the time. So it might be a grandma, it might be an aunt, it might be an older sister. You know, mom might be she might be in the Army and transferred someplace for a little while, or she could be just plain gone. You know, she could have passed for some reason. So we know that there's somebody who can step in. One of the things we need to remember for people who are close to a maternal figure but not to their biological mom is that they heard a different voice all the time while they were in utero, while they were growing. And so there might be a little bit of grief about that, and we can support them while that's going on.
Well, and Mother's Day is approaching. What are some good ways to help celebrate that?
Well, I think first, accepting moms the way they are. You know, I've got advice for every mother, especially the one that I am. The boy, I wish I'd done things differently. Hey, we do the best we can when we're doing it, so we want to accept that. And then just noticing the day and saying thank you for being around. Or even if you went through some stresses with your mom and it made you who you are, celebrate that, you know, that these kinds of things have made you the person that you are today.
Doesn't always have to be a grand gesture either.
No.
Something simple. Right?
Yeah, trace your hand and write five things you like about mom. No matter what your age, she'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah, for sure. She'll appreciate that. And we hope you've appreciated this show as we focus on Mother's Day. As that approaches, that's our topic. You can find out more online at safeharboril.com. You can listen to today's show, past shows, look at resources for today's topic and previous ones as well. Dr. Beth and Safe Harbor with Facebook pages. You can also call 630-466-8657 to learn more. Join us next week at the same time for another installment of Your Life Matters with social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.